在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Chapter 22
校外教学
The Field Trip.
小朋友，你喜欢校外教学吗？参加校外教学可以和同学一起玩耍，享受自己准备的零食和饮料，和 Maggie 拍一堆照片留念，多么愉快的经验呢！试着用文字来把这些愉快的经验记录下来，也可以是一篇很棒的文章哦。写作技巧
Tips。
从前面的单元，我们已经学会了如何描写人物、时间、地点、物品、天气。其实我们生活上面的每件事情都跟这些有关呢。像我们去远足，老师一定会先跟我们说要去哪个地方。这个时候，我们就可以把校外教学的地点先写下来哦。我们第一段的建议开头句就是
Today, I went to Danshui for the field trip.
今天我校外教学去了淡水。
Today, I went to Danshui for the field trip.
今天我校外教学去了淡水。接下来呢，在校外教学的时候，我们遇到了什么事情？看到了什么东西？这些校外教学的行程就在第二段全部交代清楚吧。我们第二段的建议开头句就是
First, we went there by tourist coach.
首先，我们是搭游览车过去的。
First, we went there by tourist coach.
首先，我们是搭游览车过去的。最后要怎么结束呢？我们可以用前面学过描写天气的方法，还有描写地点的方法，更加详细的描写目的地哦。我们第三段的建议开头句就是
It was windy and sunny.
那边天气晴朗，狂风阵阵。
It was windy and sunny.
那边天气晴朗，狂风阵阵。现在让我们来听听 Jenny 的文章。
今天我去了淡水校外教学。Today, I went to 淡水 for a field trip. 我兴奋到睡不着觉，结果早上还睡过头，差一点迟到。I was so excited and couldn't fall asleep, so I woke up too late in the morning and was almost late for school. 我妈妈给了我一些钱，叫我坐计程车到学校。My mom gave me some money and told me to go to school by taxi. 我真的需要在七点前赶到学校，幸好及时赶上。I really needed to go to school before 7 o'clock, and luckily,I was just on time. 首先，我们是搭游览车过去的。First, we went there by tourist coach. 跟假日比起来，比较没有那么拥挤，但还是有很多人。It was not as crowded as it is on the weekends, but still, there were a lot of people. 然后，我们就沿着老街走，品尝了许多的小吃。And then we walked along the old street and ate a lot of snacks. 我还玩了许多游戏，顺便买了些纪念品给我弟。I also played some games and bought some souvenirs for my little brother. 然后我们就开车前往渔人码头。After that, we went to Fisherman's Wharf by a tourist coach too. 那边天气晴朗，狂风阵阵。It was windy and sunny. 老师跟我们说，三点在门口集合之后，大家就解散了。 The teacher told us to gather at the entrance at 3 o'clock, and we were dismissed.
我照了许多海景的照片，也和同学们玩得不亦乐乎。
I took many pictures of the ocean and played around the place with my classmates.
我用手机打电话给我妈妈，跟她分享这边的景色。
I also talked about the wonderful scenery with my mom by cell phone.
最后终于到了要走的时候。
Finally, it was about time to go home.
大家在车上都累坏了，而我也继续在梦里想着这次美好的校外教学。
We all felt tired on the bus, and I just fell asleep and dreamt about the excellent field trip.
再听一次整篇文章。
Today I went to Danshui for a field trip. I was so excited and couldn't fall asleep, so I woke up too late in the morning and was almost late for school. My mom gave me some money and told me to go to school by taxi. I really needed to go to school before 7 o'clock, and luckily I was just on time. First, we went there by tourist coach. It was not as crowded as it is on the weekends, but still, there were a lot of people. And then we walked along the old street and ate a lot of snacks. I also played some games and bought some souvenirs for my little brother. After that, we went to Fisherman's Wharf by a tourist coach too. It was windy and sunny. The teacher told us to gather at the entrance at 3 o'clock, and we were dismissed. I took many pictures of the ocean and played around the place with my classmates. I also talked about the wonderful scenery with my mom by cell phone. Finally, it was about time to go home. We all felt tired on the bus, and I just fell asleep and dreamt about the excellent field trip.